With Montana News, I'm Erica Zurich. The National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch for Friday afternoon through Friday night for northeast Montana. The service says a mix of temperatures in the 90s, low humidity, gusty winds near 25 miles an hour, and expected dry thunderstorms could ignite fires on Friday. NWS warns these thunderstorms have moderate to high levels of lightning with very little rainfall. Any new fire starts will spread rapidly and may become difficult to contain. The National Weather Service says a fire weather watch or red flag warning is issued when the combination of dry fuels and weather conditions create extreme fire danger. A fire weather watch is issued 72 hours before the conditions are expected to occur, while a red flag warning is issued within a day of the extreme conditions. Governor Greg Gianforte is taking public comment for five judges being considered for a vacant bench in Cascade County. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Gianforte is using for the first time a new power to appoint judges granted to him by the 2021 legislature, which he signed into law. It gives the governor direct appointment power to vacancies and requires that public comment is taken on applicants. The law, which also eliminated the Judicial Nomination Commission, is being challenged in court by opponents who say it's unconstitutional and politicizes the process. Gianforte created his own advisory council last month to help vet candidates. Five judges have applied for the Cascade County vacancy, including Michelle Reinhart Levine, who was originally appointed to the position by former Governor Steve Bullock, but failed to clear legislative confirmation. Each judge who applied to fill the role must receive at least three letters of support to be considered for the governor's appointment to the bench. Gianforte's office announced Wednesday the public comment period will end June 30th at 5 p.m. The Cascade County judgeship will be up for election in 2022. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Another lawsuit has been filed to challenge a bill that was heavily amended in the final hours of the Montana legislature without public comment. The bill started out as a campaign finance measure that allowed groups of candidates to create joint fundraising committees. It was amended to require judges to recuse themselves from cases if an attorney or other party in the case had donated to the judge's election campaign. Attorneys argue that it violates their rights to donate to judicial campaigns and would cause chaos in the judiciary if it was to take effect on July 1st. Montana's Board of Regents has challenged another aspect of the same law. Officials with the city of Missoula say they're creating an incident command team to end illegal camping and create safe indoor housing for people experiencing homelessness. Mayor John Ingen and three county commissioners announced the plan Tuesday. Ingen says the county's Office of Emergency Management will be looking for land where legal camps can be set up and for ways to house more people in motels or other indoor places. The Missoulian reported that Ingen acknowledged the city made a mistake a week ago when it ousted about 30 people from an island in the Clark Fork River without having another place set for them to go. Montana processors can now use hemp as an ingredient in commercial pet and horse feed. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kevin Trevelin reports.
Nationally, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration hasn't yet given companies the green light to use hemp in animal feed since Congress legalized growing the plant in 2018. But Treasure State producers can in limited situations now that the Montana Department of Agriculture has formalized its policy to enact a law passed this year. Morgan Elliott with IND Hemp in Fort Benton lobbied for the change, saying markets for hemp-derived human health food have been slow to develop. Elliott says producing dog treats, horse supplements, and other products will allow Montanans to wring supplementary profits out of hemp byproducts and grain that doesn't pass muster for human consumption.
Having an offlet market like the feed market is really a great opportunity for us to capitalize on some of this lower hanging fruit and to try and monetize, you know, a lower valued product.
Under the new Montana law, hemp-derived feed products can't have meaningful traces of CBD or THC, the psychoactive compound in marijuana. The law includes language allowing hemp feed production for other livestock, including cattle, swine, and poultry, if the FDA approves such use nationally. Elliott says that could massively benefit hemp farmers, considering the strength of markets for corn and soybean animal feed products. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
Puget Sound Energy says it's reached an agreement to buy 350 megawatts of power from a planned eastern Montana wind farm. Wednesday's announcement comes as the Washington State utility that co-owns the Colstrip Power Plant seeks to reduce its carbon emissions. PSC says it signed an agreement with NextEra Energy Resources subsidiary to produce wind power from the Clearwater Wind project north of Colstrip. Clearwater Wind is expected to be completed by the end of next year and would generate 750 megawatts from turbines in Rosebud, Garfield, and Custer counties. That's enough electricity to power about 140,000 households a year. I'm Erica Zurich. This is Montana Public Radio.